Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey newsrooms across the country. I'm Christy Strausser, Odyssey's managing editor of news. If you were the director of Homeland Security, Christy Noem, one day you'd be dancing to Ice Ice Baby alongside Stephen Miller, the Trump administration architect of a mass deportation plan, and the next explaining how and why one of your agents, ICE agents, that is, shot a U.S. citizen in the face on a Minneapolis street. Here's the latest on the ICE shooting, reaction to it, and the very different accounts of what actually happened from WCCO in Minneapolis.
A massive ICE presence, woman shot in her car in her face three times. One person witnessed the event as it occurred.
One of the vehicles drove up to the woman who was blocking traffic, and they pulled their masks up, they got out of the car, and they walked up to her, and there was another ICE agent standing near like the front left corner of her car. When those two guys walked up to confront her, she tried driving away. She took a right turn so she wouldn't hit the guy, but that guy near the front corner of her car shot her in the head three times.
And Ari, as you know, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara and the mayor all just holding a news conference. So we'll move on to that, and we'll check in with you again this hour. That's Ari Bergeron reporting live from the scene at 34th and Portland. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security has released a statement saying ICE officers were conducting targeted operations when they said rioters began blocking them. It goes on to say one of the what they say, violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over the law enforcement officer in an attempt, they say, to kill him, calling it an act of domestic terrorism. And as we said, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, Police Chief O'Hara releasing more details today, expressing their concern over what transpired.
In addition to this tragedy, which unfortunately we did predict, we were seriously concerned about further escalation from the scene. And I want to thank the elected officials that came themselves to help us prevent that from happening, as well as the individuals on that scene that remained peaceful.
O'Hara says the investigation has been turned over to the FBI and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. Meanwhile, Mayor Frey calling on federal enforcement agents to leave the city. He says the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's explanation of what happened is BS. The head of the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, Jelani Hussein, speaking to the crowd gathered at 34th and Portland.
So I call upon all of you to think in this moment that we are on the clock. Minnesota is on the clock. Minneapolis is on the clock. All the goodness that we have, the greatness that we are as people is on the clock.
Yes.
That means we need to stand up and be better than those who have engaged in violence against us.
I'm Steve Simpson.
She was shot in the face in her vehicle. It's abhorrent, it's disgusting, and it's fascism.
Outrage in the Twin Cities after federal ICE agents shoot and kill a woman in South Minneapolis yesterday morning. She's been identified as 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good of Minneapolis. the mother of a six-year-old child, Mayor Jacob Frey, placing blame squarely on the Trump administration and warning residents not to fall for the rhetoric.
They want us to respond in a way that creates a military occupation in our city. They want an excuse to come in and show the kind of force that will create more chaos and more despair.
Some Republicans in the Trump administration rushing to present a different spin on what unfolded compared to what appears on viral videos that surfaced soon after the shootings. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem doubling down on labeling the shooting a result of domestic terrorism, accusing Good of weaponizing her vehicle in an attempt to hit federal officers.
This domestic act of terrorism to use your vehicle to try to kill law enforcement officers is going to stop. And I'm asking the Department of Justice to prosecute it as domestic terrorism because it's clear that it's being coordinated. People are being trained and told how to use their vehicles to impede law enforcement operations and then to run over anybody who gets in their way while they go out there and try to disrupt peace and public safety.
Noem gave no evidence of that, by the way. Ironically, Noem called on Governor Walz and local law enforcement to work with immigration officials moving forward. But it's been Governor Walz and local officials who have been publicly pleading with the feds to keep them in the loop. They don't, and then leave local officials in the dark. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara speaking to that on CBS Morning.
It is our police officers that have been consistently being placed in the middle of these situations, trying to de-escalate things in situations that have been created, of which we have nothing to do with.
Meanwhile, Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig sharing details about a heated exchange that was caught on camera yesterday on the floor of the House between she and Congressman Tom Emmer. Craig on WCCO's Morning News with Vanita earlier.
I mean, it's just shocking what happened yesterday. And I called him out for the political stunt that this administration is pulling in Minnesota, sending 2,000 ICE agents to our state, to our cities. I called him out for being an apologist for this president and this administration. And it did get heated.
Craig says Emmer angrily responded to her by telling her to, quote, take a walk. Meanwhile, public demonstrations grew throughout the day yesterday following the shooting.
The massive procession has reached the heart of the city, where organizers are calling for immediate transparency and federal accountability.
That was our Taylor Rivera yesterday afternoon. There is a small gathering this morning at the scene, a larger turnout at a publicized protest against ICE at the Whipple Federal Building at Fort Snelling. All of these have been peaceful so far.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by CBS News Homeland Security and Justice Correspondent Nicole Skanga, who joins us live from Minneapolis. Nicole, good morning. This incident was caught on video. What does that video show?
That video shows really the ICE agents surrounding a red SUV in South Minneapolis. And as they order the driver to get out of the car, she appears to reverse and then pulls away. And an agent fires three shots. You can hear the pop, pop, pop. Seconds later, the red SUV slams into a parked car. You know, Minneapolis police say that the victim was found with a gunshot wound to the head. She was later identified as 37-year-old Minneapolis resident Renee Good, and she was later pronounced dead at the hospital. There are lots of video angles that are, of course, coming out. As you mentioned, the FBI is leading an investigation right now to determine exactly what happened and why. Already we're hearing from the DHS secretary and the president defending this agent's actions, but in real terms, the investigation is really only beginning into exactly why this happened and whether or not DHS use of force policy was followed.
This incident has sparked protests across the country. You are there in the epicenter in Minneapolis right now. Describe the scene there.
Yeah, right now, Minneapolis is on edge. You know, just to give you a sense, public schools are canceled here in Minneapolis today and tomorrow. And even prior, you know, we've been on the ground for several days following the enormous deployment of immigration agents to the area, more than 2,100 federal agents on the ground here. And even prior to Wednesday's shooting, we were hearing from both law enforcement sources and also just Minneapolis residents who said that the streets felt like a tinderbox. Well, now it's ignited. And yesterday along Portland, the main drag where this incident played out, we really saw this immigration enforcement operation turn into a crime scene and then turn into the site of massive, at times angry and hostile protests, which prompted tear gas. Later, it became a vigil. And late last night, hundreds and hundreds of peaceful protesters gathered to sing songs, to chant, express their frustration at what many feel has been an invasion of federal law enforcement in their neighborhood. All of this playing out less than a mile from where George Floyd was killed back in 2020. Just to give you a sense of some of the vulnerability and anger and what we've heard from speaking to folks on the ground regarding the actions of law enforcement.
Nicole, you mentioned this comes as there is a big deployment of ICE personnel in Minneapolis. Let's take a step back. What has led to that deployment?
Yeah, well, Minneapolis has been home to an ongoing and widening probe into alleged fraud, taking advantage of social services programs and federal programs. Already there have been more than 90 indictments here and over 60 convictions. So ultimately, as more and more was revealed about some of those COVID era programs and the individuals behind it, many of whom were Somali Americans, Minneapolis really gained a lot of national attention. The president spoke about it, and we started to see the Department of Homeland Security deploy Homeland Security Investigations agents, HSI agents, to the area. And then after that, we started to see more and more immigration or ICE agents flooding into the Twin Cities. And to give you a sense, I know I said there were over 2,100 agents now on the ground. 1,500 of those agents are immigration agents. To give you a sense of just how massive that is, it's 15 times the normal amount of immigration agents you would see here in the Minneapolis area. So this is an enormous escalation on the part of the Trump administration, and one that comes after similar deployments and immigration crackdowns in cities like Los Angeles and Chicago. But even looking at those previous deployments, none have been as large as the federal law enforcement deployments that we've seen here in Minneapolis, which, by the way, is a much smaller city of just 430,000 people.
Nicole Skanga in Minneapolis, we appreciate your reporting. Thank you for coming on.
One of the major themes here is the tale of two stories that have emerged after the shooting. President Trump and Kristi Noem say it was self-defense. Others see a murder in broad daylight. Here's more on that aspect.
Death of 37-year-old Renee Good has incited protests around the country. President Trump reacted on social media, claiming the agent, quote, seems to have shot her in self-defense. We're joined live on our KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalo. Mark, good morning. Describe the reaction where you are in Washington.
So far, it's broken down sort of the way you would have assumed with, you know, the Democrats insisting that this was a gross, almost attempted murder or successful murder by an ACE agent. And, you know, Republicans either remaining quiet or, like you just mentioned, the president, you know, claiming that Renee Good was trying to kill the officer. That video, which is very disturbing, and if you turn on your television, is thrown in your face over and over and over again, I think shows very clearly that Renee Good was not trying to hurt any officer. She was trying to get out of her. I think that part is out of there. That part's very, very clear. What's less clear is the officer's reaction. Was he, was he scared? Was he trying to murder this woman? Was he actually shooting in self-defense? Regardless of how you come down on this, I think it's clear that this is a horrible tragedy. And the problem has been exacerbated by, people such as the, Kristi Noem at Homeland Security and President Trump, who insists that this was a terrorist attack that the government was simply responding to. And I think that's what's prompted a lot of outrage. No matter how you feel about immigration, about deportations, about ICE, or about their protests, the idea that a 37-year-old mother in Minneapolis was gunned down simply for trying to leave the scene, whether it was because the officer was scared or not, should be something that makes everybody horrified. And it is unlikely to be an isolated incident because ICE is recruiting 10 to 15,000 more agents, and they are specifically going after people who attend NASCAR races, who go to gun shows, who go to conservative websites, and they're offering them $50,000 bonuses. It is very possible in the rush to get more officers out there that you're going to get similar incidences again.
Mark, this happened, less than a mile from where George Floyd died. Do you anticipate a George Floyd-like investigation? Are there calls in Washington for an investigation?
No question, there will be investigations. I know that the Minnesota state government is investigating now. It is remarkable. If you listen to the mayor of Minneapolis yesterday begging his constituents not to riot, it's remarkable. I don't know if it's because Minneapolis are calmer people or if it's because it is freezing out there. I mean, it's in the 20s overnight. But last night there was a huge demonstration, but virtually no violence. Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, warned his constituents that this is what the president wants. He wants there to be riots so he can invoke the Insurrection Act and take over cities like Minneapolis. And, Minneapolis, I mean, think of San Francisco. I mean, something like this had happened in San Francisco, it could be a disaster. Jacob Frey was also quite clear, and I think it helped some of his angry constituents accept the fact that their officials are dealing it when he said, quote, to ICE, get the F out of Minneapolis. He didn't say F, he used the full word. Those are strong words coming from a mayor talking to federal officials.
Jason DeRussia on WCCO has more on local reaction.
Tonight, a 37-year-old woman whose mother said she lived in the Twin Cities is dead. She was, by all video sources, by all we know so far, and I say that because there is always so much we don't know in the early time, but there is so much video of this that is allowing people to sort of draw their own conclusions here with all of the video. But the reality is this didn't have to happen. And there's so many ways where you say, this didn't have to happen. It didn't have to happen if the 37-year-old woman got out of the car when the cops yelled at her to get out of the car. This didn't have to happen if one of three ICE agents maybe got out of the way instead of opening fire at someone who was, from the video anyway, it appeared that she backed up, she started driving, she couldn't have been going that fast. That could have been done. But with nonstop protests and law enforcement, I just look at this in my view is that this is an absolute tragedy that was preventable by both different decisions by law enforcement and different decisions by the victim. The governor of Minnesota is saying that he is putting the National Guard on sort of a standby in the event that protests take over the city. So state resources are being readied, and the National Guard has been notified to prepare. Minnesota and Minneapolis, of course, we have history with protests in our city after the murder of George Floyd. And in that circumstance, I think the governor and the mayor were rightly criticized for not being more aggressive in getting the National Guard ready. Clearly, this time, they're being more proactive. And they also are urging calm and urging that protesters, while they are always, it's a First Amendment right, they are urging people to keep it calm. The governor, Tim Walz, in a news conference just a couple of hours ago, spoke out about the reason that 2,000 federal agents and ICE agents are here in the Twin Cities, and something I've been thinking about too. Do we need this?
And from here on, I have a very simple message. We do not need any further help from the federal government. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. There's nothing more important than Minnesotan safety. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. They are Minnesotans. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait.
So Kristi Noem has, and we are standing by for a news conference from the head of the Department of Homeland Security. She's expected to speak any minute now, and as soon as she does, we'll take you live to that. But she did speak earlier today talking about her reaction to what happened here. And let me tell you, her reaction is very different from what I saw on video and from what leaders here in Minnesota have been saying also.
You asked about a shooting that we just had in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively, shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information, but this goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day. These vehicle rammings are domestic acts of terrorism. We're working with the Department of Justice to prosecute them as such. We will continue to protect our ICE officers and in cooperation with other law enforcement agencies as well.
And so, come on. What an absolute load to say that, one, this was an act of domestic terrorism. It was not. Two, the video in no way shows someone trying, well, a lot of this stuff, right? Stuck in the snow, pulled the person out of the vehicle. Wrong, 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 wrong. So much of this is wrong. There is sort of this social media influencer approach that sometimes I think the Trump administration brings, where it's quick to the table with a hot take. But what would be, man, am I 100 years old asking for our government and our leaders to say, man, this is awful. The purpose of ICE is to make the streets of Minnesota and the streets of America safer by getting dangerous criminals out of this country. And when people are trying to interfere with the work of our agents, it introduces another element of danger to the scene. Now, we've seen video. But we have a lot of questions. We need to talk to the agent. We need to talk to witnesses. And we'll update you when we know more. Mistakes made on many parts of what happened here, in my view. But also, it's so early. I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll hear from the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. I talked to him a couple hours ago. We'll bring you some of that conversation in just a couple minutes. Also today in Washington, D.C., a committee of the United States House of Representatives had a hearing on fraud in Minnesota. There were three Minnesota state representatives there. Yesterday, there was new fraud revealed and a new cover-up revealed. Here is some of what we heard today in the hearing.
Representative Robbins, do you have any doubt that Tim Walz knew about this fraud as it was occurring?
None whatsoever.
So all three of you have no doubt in your minds that Tim Walz knew about the $9 billion of fraud during his tenure as governor and did nothing about it.
You know, maybe he knew all about it. $9 billion is a disputed number, by the way, an estimate from the U.S. attorney. And I just point that out because it seems over the last couple of weeks, it's just become an accepted number that that is the number. This, I do think, I don't know what you guys think, but I believe that this reaction is part of what is wrong with all our politics today. And the inability to call out people of our own party is an epidemic that has led to some of the biggest ding-dongs in the world elected to public office. To me, this answer should be disqualifying for Christian Robbins, who I think is a very smart person, has done a good job leading the fraud commission here in Minnesota. But she was asked to respond to the fact that Donald Trump pushed on social media a conspiracy theory that Donald Trump or that Tim Walz was somehow responsible in the murder of Melissa Hortman. And what she said was that, well, there's some evidence in the car that the guy said that Tim Walz told him to do it. Get a clue. Just ridiculous.
Sure, is it appropriate for the president to do that?
So the person who murdered our colleague, Speaker Melissa Hortman, and her husband, Mark,
answer the
had
question.
In
do you think it's appropriate for the president
vehicle,
of the United States
evidence saying
to cause
he
violence against
Tim
sitting
Walz
governor
was ordering him to do it? I know the facts will come out in the case, and we need to be respectful of the Hortman family, and we need to let this play out in the courts.
Ugh. No, just say no. This is garbage. It's not that hard. Not that.
Thank you for listening to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey. On Deadline is written and produced by me, Christy Strasser, and by Lauren Berry. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.